Unit 4. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension. Task 1. Now listen to a news item and answer question 1. A court in Zimbabwe is due to deliver its verdict today in a trial of a journalist who works for the British newspaper The Guardian. The trial is seen as a test case for the country's strict new medium laws. Andrew Meldrum, an American who's lived in Zimbabwe for over 20 years, is accused of publishing an untrue story and faces up to 2 years in prison if found guilty. A dozen other journalists have also been charged with offences relating to the new laws. In the court, Mr. Meldrum's defence argued that his story was published in Britain, and it was beyond the jurisdiction of Zimbabwean laws.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 2.
A court in Zimbabwe is due to deliver its verdict today in a trial of a journalist who works for the British newspaper The Guardian. The trial is seen as a test case for the country's strict new medium laws. Andrew Meldrum, an American who's lived in Zimbabwe for over 20 years, is accused of publishing an untrue story and faces up to 2 years in prison if found guilty. A dozen other journalists have also been charged with offences relating to the new laws. In the court, Mr. Meldrum's defence argued that his story was published in Britain and it was beyond the jurisdiction of Zimbabwean laws.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 3.
A court in Zimbabwe is due to deliver its verdict today in a trial of a journalist who works for the British newspaper The Guardian. The trial is seen as a test case for the country's strict new medium laws. Andrew Meldrum, an American who's lived in Zimbabwe for over 20 years, is accused of publishing an untrue story and faces up to 2 years in prison if found guilty. A dozen other journalists have also been charged with offences relating to the new laws. In the court, Mr. Meldrum's defence argued that his story was published in Britain and it was beyond the jurisdiction of Zimbabwean laws.
Task 2. Now listen to a news item and answer question 4. The expected lifespan of Beijing residents has gone up to 75.5 years old, compared with 74.4 years old a decade earlier. While the death rate of middle-aged residents increased dramatically, according to a recent official report. The report made public by the Beijing Disease Control and Prevention Center said the past mortality of people aged between 35 to 54 years old had gone up 58.5% during the past 10 years, from 158 people per 100,000 in 1991 to 251 people per 100,000 last year. Infant and maternal mortality rates went down 132% and 147%, respectively. Health experts said chronic non-infectious diseases were the main causes of death, covering 60% of the total number of deaths. The male mortality is higher than that of females, and the death rate among rural residents is higher than that of the urban ones.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 5.
The expected lifespan of Beijing residents has gone up to 75.5 years old, compared with 74.4 years old a decade earlier. While the death rate of middle-aged residents increased dramatically, according to a recent official report. The report made public by the Beijing Disease Control and Prevention Center said the past mortality of people aged between 35 to 54 years old had gone up 58.5% during the past 10 years, from 158 people per 100,000 in 1991 to 251 people per 100,000 last year. Infant and maternal mortality rates went down 132% and 147%, respectively. Health experts said chronic non-infectious diseases were the main causes of death, covering 60% of the total number of deaths. The male mortality is higher than that of females, and the death rate among rural residents is higher than that of the urban ones.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 6.
The expected lifespan of Beijing residents has gone up to 75.5 years old, compared with 74.4 years old a decade earlier. While the death rate of middle-aged residents increased dramatically, according to a recent official report. The report made public by the Beijing Disease Control and Prevention Center said the past mortality of people aged between 35 to 54 years old had gone up 58.5% during the past 10 years, from 158 people per 100,000 in 1991 to 251 people per 100,000 last year. Infant and maternal mortality rates went down 132% and 147%, respectively. Health experts said chronic non-infectious diseases were the main causes of death, covering 60% of the total number of deaths. The male mortality is higher than that of females, and the death rate among rural residents is higher than that of the urban ones. Task 3. Now listen to a news item and answer question 7. Islamabad. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf said yesterday there was no danger of the country going to war with neighbouring India, but that Pakistani forces would be ready to repel any aggression. There is no danger of war, Musharraf told reporters in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. We should have confidence in ourselves. We are not sitting idle. We are prepared for everything. There should not be any misunderstanding. Tensions were raised this week as the two accused each other of links to killings in the two countries. India suspects the two gunmen who killed 28 people at an Indian temple on Tuesday have links to Pakistan-based Islamic militant groups. Pakistan denied any involvement in the temple massacre, and police in Karachi said there were indications of Indian intelligence agents behind the murder of 7 Christian charity workers in the city. But India rejected the charges yesterday.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 8.
Islamabad. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf said yesterday there was no danger of the country going to war with neighbouring India, but that Pakistani forces would be ready to repel any aggression. There is no danger of war, Musharraf told reporters in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. We should have confidence in ourselves. We are not sitting idle. We are prepared for everything. There should not be any misunderstanding. Tensions were raised this week as the two accused each other of links to killings in the two countries. India suspects the two gunmen who killed 28 people at an Indian temple on Tuesday have links to Pakistan-based Islamic militant groups. Pakistan denied any involvement in the temple massacre, and police in Karachi said there were indications of Indian intelligence agents behind the murder of 7 Christian charity workers in the city. But India rejected the charges yesterday.
Now listen to the item again and answer question 9.
Islamabad. Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf said yesterday there was no danger of the country going to war with neighbouring India, but that Pakistani forces would be ready to repel any aggression. There is no danger of war, Musharraf told reporters in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. We should have confidence in ourselves. We are not sitting idle. We are prepared for everything. There should not be any misunderstanding. Tensions were raised this week as the two accused each other of links to killings in the two countries. India suspects the two gunmen who killed 28 people at an Indian temple on Tuesday have links to Pakistan-based Islamic militant groups. Pakistan denied any involvement in the Temple massacre, and police in Karachi said there were indications of Indian intelligence agents behind the murder of 7 Christian charity workers in the city. But India rejected the charges yesterday.
Task 4. Now listen to a dialogue twice and answer questions 10 to 12.
Miss Jones, could you tell me more about your first job with Hotel Marketing Concepts?
Yes, certainly. I was a marketing consultant responsible for 10 UK hotels. They were all luxury hotels in the leisure sector, all of very high standard.
Which markets were you responsible for?
Europe and Japan.
I see from your resume that you can speak Japanese. Have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, I have. I spent a month in Japan in 2006. I met all the key people in the tourist industry, the big tour operators and the tourist organizations. As I could speak Japanese, I had a very big advantage.
Then, have you had any contact with Japan in your present job?
Yes, a lot. Cruises have become very popular with the Japanese, both for holidays and business conferences. In fact, the market for all types of luxury holidays for the Japanese has increased a lot recently.
Really? I'm interested to hear more about that. But first tell me, have you ever traveled on a luxury train? The Orient Express, for example?
No, I haven't. But I've traveled on Glacier Express to Switzerland. And I traveled across China by train about 8 years ago. I love train travel. That's why I'm interested in this job.
Miss Jones, could you tell me more about your first job with Hotel Marketing Concepts?
Yes, certainly. I was a marketing consultant responsible for 10 UK hotels. They were all luxury hotels in the leisure sector, all of very high standard.
Which markets were you responsible for?
Europe and Japan.
I see from your resume that you can speak Japanese. Have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, I have. I spent a month in Japan in 2006. I met all the key people in the tourist industry, the big tour operators and the tourist organizations. As I could speak Japanese, I had a very big advantage.
Then, have you had any contact with Japan in your present job?
Yes, a lot. Cruises have become very popular with the Japanese, both for holidays and business conferences. In fact, the market for all types of luxury holidays for the Japanese has increased a lot recently.
Really? I'm interested to hear more about that. But first tell me, have you ever traveled on a luxury train? The Orient Express, for example?
No, I haven't. But I've traveled on Glacier Express to Switzerland. And I traveled across China by train about 8 years ago. I love train travel. That's why I'm interested in this job.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks. Task 1. Listening and dictation.
English Language Center. How may I help you?
I'm calling to find out more information about your program. For example, what kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities to this area's community. Whether students' goal is to master basic functional language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a US college or university.
Okay, I'm calling for a friend who is interested in attending a US university.
And that's the kind of instruction that we provide, from basic communication courses to content-based classes such as computer literacy, intercultural communication, and business English.
Great. What are your application deadlines for the next semester?
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. This gives us time to process the application and issue the students I-20.
An I-20?
Oh, an I-20 is a form that indicates that we are giving permission for the student to study in our program. And then the student takes this form to the U.S. Embassy in his or her home country to apply for the F1 student visa.
All right. What is the tuition for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail it back to us. Or you can fill out our application that's online at our website.
Are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes. You will need to send in a $35 non-refundable application fee, a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has sufficient funds to cover tuition expense and living costs for the entire year of study.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
And the application fee?
We accept money orders, traveler's checks, or credit cards.
All right, I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Oh, and what is your name?
My name is Mary Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great. Thank you for your help.
No problem. And please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay. Goodbye.
English Language Center. How may I help you?
I'm calling to find out more information about your program. For example, what kind of courses do you offer?
Well, first of all, the purpose of our program is to provide language learning opportunities to this area's community. Whether a student's goal is to master basic functional language skills, let's say for his or her job, or to study intensively to enter a U.S. college or university.
Okay, I'm calling for a friend who is interested in attending a U.S. university.
And that's the kind of instruction that we provide, from basic communication courses to content-based classes such as computer literacy, intercultural communication, and business English.
Great. What are your application deadlines for the next semester?
Well, we ask applicants to apply no later than 2 months before the semester begins. This gives us time to process the application and issue the student's I-20.
An I-20?
Oh, an I-20 is a form that indicates that we are giving permission for the student to study in our program. And then the student takes this form to the U.S. Embassy in his or her home country to apply for the F1 student visa.
All right. What is the tuition for a full-time student?
It's $2,030.
And how does one apply?
Well, we can send you an application and you can mail it back to us. Or you can fill out our application that's online at our website.
Are there other materials I would need to send in addition to the application form?
Yes. You will need to send in a $35 non-refundable application fee, a sponsorship form indicating who will be responsible financially for the student while studying in our program, and a bank statement showing that you or your sponsor has sufficient funds to cover tuition expense and living costs for the entire year of study.
And how can I send these materials to you?
You can either send the application packet by regular mail or you can fax it.
And the application fee?
We accept money orders, traveler's checks, or credit cards.
All right, I think that's about it.
Okay, great.
Oh, and what is your name?
My name is Mary Nelson. You can just call and ask for me.
Great. Thank you for your help.
No problem. And please don't hesitate to call again if you have any other questions.
Okay. Goodbye.